Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today. I want to talk to you tonight about a couple things. The main thing I want to talk to you about, and it's going to be a shock to you, but you're not God and you're not Santa Claus. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. You're not God and you're not Santa Claus. I love that line, though, where it talks about there are phases in life, you know, where you believe in Santa Claus, you don't believe in Santa Claus, you are Santa Claus, and then you look like Santa Claus, right? So those are the progressions in life. But many times what we do is we allow people to kind of extract energy from us because they think we're Santa Claus or they think that we're God. In fact, I was talking to somebody recently at our church, and they're very, very blessed, so blessed that they can't really tell people. And they were discussing with Nicole and I about how blessed they are and how they never share with their family how blessed they are because they think that it would ruin the whole relationship. In fact, if you've ever dreamed about winning the lottery, raise your hand if you've dreamed about winning the lottery for a minute, the rest of you are lying. Come on, somebody ever thought about Powerball? What would I do if I won? Come on, raise your hand, you liars. I know. Here you go, all right? So here we are. We're dreaming about it. But how many of y'all know you're probably going to find people in your family tree when it hits the news that you have won that you didn't even know you were related to? Raise your hand if you're a child. Hey, you know what? I'm your cousin, and I haven't seen you in a long time, but I need you in my life, right? So you're not Santa Claus. Everybody shout, I'm not Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus.
I may look like Santa Claus, but I'm not Santa Claus. And you're not God. You put yourself in a really bad position when you allow people to put pressure on you for you to supply their needs, their emotional needs, their physical needs, and then primarily a lot of times their financial needs. Now there's a scripture, and if you're watching on television, and you're unfamiliar with the Bible is really, really relevant. And so if you went to a church where they didn't break down the scripture like we do, it would seem irrelevant if you went to church, but the Bible's an incredible book with some philosophy and ideas that'll change your life forever. Even if you're not a Christ follower, you don't even believe in God, this is one of the wisest books in the world. And it says, Philippians 4:19, my God, not Santa Claus, my God shall supply, not my dad, not my grandpa, not my rich uncle, my God, everybody shout it, my
God
shall supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There's another scripture that you're probably familiar with. It says, there's this whole list of commandments, the top 10 lists. Remember Dave Letterman back in the day? He's got a show on Netflix now. I really like it. He's got a beard. He kind of looks like Santa Claus now, I tell you. But he had a top 10 list in this. So we got a top 10 that God gave. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Remember that one? And thou shalt not steal. Remember that one? And thou shalt not lie. Remember that one? I mean, y'all not going to vote no matter what I ask today. Okay? Okay, so I'm just asking. Okay, so you got this top 10 list. And the top 10 list really revealed to us some problems and some deficits in our life. But one of the top 10 was you would not have any other gods before him. In other words, God's God, and he thinks he's the only God. And the reason why he thinks that is because he's God. And if you're God and you created everything, you make the rules. So if you say you're the only God and you're God, that means you're God. Come on, somebody, you ought to help me right now. And all the other gods that people set up, they're like, this God is a God, and that God's a God, and this cow God's a God, and the tree is a God. These are all things that God has created, but there's only one true and living God. And God said, I don't want you to set up any other gods except me. So if we want to make God mad, how many of y'all really want to tick God off? Raise your hand if you want to tick God off. No. How many of y'all don't want to make God mad? Raise your hand, even at home right now, okay? So if you don't want to make God mad, don't set yourself up to be God. At my house, you know, I like to be the one that gets the credit pretty much for everything because I'm a guy. In fact, you see those signs that says, you know, men working here. Anybody seen those signs, men working here? You never see that in the kitchen with a woman. Woman working here. Guys just want credit, right? So I do want credit. And at my house, I don't want anybody to get the credit but me. So if Ashton gets a gift, and even if I didn't buy it, but I helped supply it because Nicole has an Amazon account and uses my credit card or whatever, I want to be part of that because I'm the dad in the house. And so God is the one who's saying, hey, every time you set yourself up to be God, what you're doing is you're short-circuiting what I want to do, which is to make your friends and your family and everybody, they're looking to you, and now you've become their God. Here's the problem with God. I've never really seen God. I see the results of God. I see the sun come up, sun goes down, flower pops up out of the ground. I see some really good stuff. I see God do things like give people ideas, like waffles and fried chicken. Come on, that's a God move. That was a God. Come on, raise your hand. That's God. God, we thank you right now, God, for that. Okay, so these are things we see the result of God, but you haven't seen God. But it's really easy to see this person who has a resource that you need to solve your problem. Because a lot of us have a thing called money problems. Your marriage problems sometimes are because of money problems. Relational problems because of money problems. So, and what we do is we set ourselves up from God, even if we have some lack in our life. Remember Philippians 4:19? My God shall supply. But as soon as we start seeing lack, we think, I need to get a second job. I need a third job. I need a fourth job. How many of y'all like me and you got enough jobs right now? Raise both your hands right now. Some of y'all online, you're like, I'm at work right now. I got a job, can't go to church. I'm watching you live on Facebook. Come on, I know who you are. You got this job because you need this money. Because maybe, just maybe, we've set ourselves up to be God. I'm going to give you a great Christmas present going into 2019, 2020. Here's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And I don't know about you, but I like to buy stuff for me. Raise your hand. Now, my daughter-in-law, she's all about other people. Me, I go shopping for you. I'm going to probably find stuff for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to. I mean, raise your hand if you're like me. I like me, okay? I like to buy me stuff. Okay, so now, but the greatest gift you could give yourself is this. Take the pressure off of you and put it on God. Say, okay, I'm not Santa Claus. I can't afford Yeezys. I can't afford a Gucci belt. I can go to the hood and buy a Hoochie belt. Can I get an amen? But you ain't going to get no real Gucci off of me. You get a Hoochie belt, but not a Gucci belt. Who am I preaching to right now? Because if you want a Gucci belt, maybe you need a job. I'm too busy. Okay, so again, my God shall supply all of my needs. Needy people take so much energy out of you. Physically, emotionally, mentally. I'm talking right now, let's talk about the people that are living in your basement. These could be professional graduates in which you gave birth to. This could be a kid that never went away. This could be a kid that came back. This could be your cousin's kid. But people living in your basement. Eating your food, complaining about the living conditions. Anybody ever heard of something like this? It's like, why? You're complaining? Like, we're out of cupcakes. You out of money. You out, in fact, if you do the right thing, you out my house today. Okay, so they say that sometimes the loudest boos in your life come from the cheapest seats in your life. In other words, I want to make sure that we're Christ followers, that we love people. Love people. Sometimes the best way you can love people is to get their eyes off of you because you can't supply all their needs. Even if you could, it would be limited. Because God said, I want to supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's appoint God and we elevate men to give us something they were never designed to do. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Why don't you give me about 5 seconds of a praise break? Come on, somebody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, you ain't God. So when you just release the pressure, when you don't have to know everything, you don't have to fund everything. For David said, hey, you are my help, O God. You are my help. And he said, under the shadow of your wings. Now, because there's light here, I have a shadow, and I can see my shadow. But it's not way out there. It's close to me. It's a shadow. In fact, you're in my shadow right now. If you're close to me, you're in my shadow. If you're way out here, you're not my shadow. But if you're close, you're in the shadow. When you're close to God, you're in the shadow of the Most High, and He will give you direction and correction in your life so you can really enjoy your life. Because, again, you don't want to set yourself up to be God for you. or for other people? Who's going to meet all your needs emotionally?
God.
Who's going to meet all your needs financially?
God.
The government?
No.
Your job?
No.
Your rich uncle?
God.
No. Who's going to do it again?
God.
So we got to look to God, because if we're looking to them and not him, we aggravate him and we set them up at some point to be disappointed in you. My God shall supply all of my needs. You have to realize God's going to do it. When I was growing up, I'm still not totally grown up, but when I was about 13, my dad was a preacher, right? And so he didn't really have any resources at all. And there was a guy who was a professor, had a doctorate. And it was just kind of crazy how it all happened. It's a long story, but at any rate, this guy fell in love with my dad's ministry, and he was a person of means. He was a very, very educated guy. And I know this really sounds crazy, and some people believe this and some people won't. You'd have to be really, really spiritual or really, really crazy or really, really a deep Christ follower to get what I'm saying right now. My dad has no money, no resources really, just as such. We're very poor, barely making ends meet. And at the end of the service, this guy's sitting in the crowd, not in a crowd, there's like 30 people in like in a hall. And my dad says, as he's closing prayer, he just says this number in these letters. He's like, I'm just making it up, like BRF541. The guy at the end comes walking up and he starts crying. He says, I'm Professor so-and-so with a doctorate and such, and I lost my mother, and I was looking for peace and reconciliation to know if she had made, you know, heaven or not. And I asked God, I just asked God, God, if my mom's in heaven, will you tell that preacher my license plate number? And my dad said the number. No clue. It came like, that's just unbelievable. So he began to kind of help my dad's ministry. He was, check this out, a source, but not the source. There's a difference. Your job is a source. People that are in your small groups, at your church, they're a source to your soul to help you. But they're not the source. And if you ever get that messed up, it's really going to mess things up. And so he helped the ministry and did some really cool things. But I remember the day when he came to our house and he said, I'm willing today to write you a check for $100,000, which is like $1 million to us then, maybe $10 million. I don't know. We'd have to ask my dad. And he says, I want to write you this check. All you have to do is ask me for it. And my dad said, I can't do that. And I thought, put your pride down. Ask. I'm just wanting you to know tonight if you wanted me to ask you that question. Okay, so but my dad knew in here, because you have this thing inside you that's God, and he's telling you you're actually compromising. You're actually, yeah, you're going to get ahead living with him, but now you're working for him, and now he becomes abusive, and now you can't move out of the house because it also is going to affect where you live. And it was all a plan by this manipulative person that you set up as God. And now you can't leave. And you can't give God charge of your life now because you turned all of your hope over to him instead of him. I'm talking to somebody right now through the power of television. So you can never give somebody your whole heart. You can give them part of your heart, but you can't give them your whole heart. You can give them part of your life, but your job doesn't own you completely. You have to give part of your heart to people, but all of you belongs to God primarily. Come on, somebody ought to say amen right now. And don't allow people to control you, because if people are in charge of you, they will manipulate you. Let me slow that down. Manipulate. Because nobody can control you like money. Money didn't control me. Well, you got an alarm set for 8 o'clock in the morning, because not because you wanted to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I owe, so off to work I go. Can I get an amen right now? So I'm not against you having a job. I want you to have a job. I'm not against you having a relationship. I just want to make sure that the relationship is lined up with the assignment, so the alignment brings peace and tranquility to your life. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for that. I'm talking to you even right now on Facebook or television around the world. God's speaking to you, and you go, is that preacher talking to me? And is he a preacher? He's got holes in his jeans. This is from all my praying for you. Come on, somebody. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Okay, so I'm here to tell you that you need to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Everybody shout, trust the Lord. Now, Psalm 55, verse 22. This is that Bible thing I'm talking about again. It's in here. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And he will never suffer you to be moved. So when my dad said no to him, he said yes to him. He said to my dad, are you telling me that you're not going to ask me for $100,000? And my dad said, that's what I'm telling you. He said, well, I could solve all your problems. And he said, you could be a source. And this is where I learned this from. He said, you could be a temporary source for me, but I believe that someday our church will be really big and it'll need a whole lot more than you. And right now you could solve a problem for like a year, but what about next year? How much money do you have in the checkbook? He said, well, I've got a couple million. My dad said, well, that's not going to last this long. And I'm glad my dad did that, because that day it showed me that this guy was going to get manipulative. And watch him flip the script. Immediately the guy says, well, I have something to tell you. You slaughter the king's English. I'm an English major. And he starts ripping my dad up and down one side, the other. He turned violent because my dad would not allow him to control. In other words, my dad said, you are a source and God is using you, but I can't turn my back on God to turn my face toward you. And he got real mean. It's like, I looked at, whoa, what in the world's going on here? And then now that it takes about $200,000 a week to run the church, I'm glad my dad said, here's where our line is, and I may never see it, but I'm going to teach him to look to him and not to them, so he could wear jeans with holes in it and preach to people and not ask for money and tell you God's not mad at you, but he's madly in love with you. Somebody ought to say amen to this right now. And God's not trying to point the finger at you and say, yeah, you left me. Yeah, you abandoned me. And yeah, you're no good. He's saying, come home. I love you. And you don't have to impress them. You can impress me. And I'm telling you what, when you give your heart to Jesus and your life to Jesus, he'll meet those emotional needs. You don't have to be abused. You don't let him have to beat you anymore. You can walk out knowing, I'm free. I'm free. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. I dare you to praise him for about 10 seconds. Come on now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He'll never leave you. You can be seated. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with God. Some people suck up. Some people sup up. People sucking up to you to take advantage of you. But supplication through prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God passes all understanding. So I have to look to God for the needs of my family, for the needs of my ministry. So take the pressure off of you and put the pressure right back on God. Every time they would challenge Jesus, they would ask Jesus the question, and instead of answering the question, he would go, let me ask you a question. Smart people, they don't answer questions. They ask questions again after the question that you just asked. And Jesus is that way. So here's what we have to do is shove the question right back over. So when people are like, will you buy me this? Will you take care of me? Can you pay my rent? Can you fix my problem? We got to go, let me ask you a question. Have you talked to God about this? Because I would not want to set myself up to make God mad. And I certainly wouldn't want to disappoint you and let you know that I got money, but I don't have that kind of money because you have the amount of resources, check this out, energy to solve your problems. But if you set yourself up to be God and you're trying to solve Bob Quiqui's problem, Daryl's problem, Shaquita's problem, Philip's problem, come on somebody. And so now you got all these people with problems. Now there's no room for you and you go, God. Anybody ever done this? Come on, girls, go along. Guys won't admit to this right now, but this is what guys do when they're deer hunting in the woods by themselves, when they camouflage themselves up so nobody can see them, and they put deer pee on themselves. Come on, somebody. And they're out there smelling horrible, and what they do is they get in those deer tents, and they go, God, my wife. God, my wife, it takes her an hour to make minute rice. God, you know it does. Oh, God, she can't even get a hot pocket right, God. It's either lava boiling hot in the middle or cold, God. God, just let me kill a deer today so I have some deer meat in my pantry, God. Oh, God. And so girls are there at home. God, thank you for sending Bob away hunting, God. Oh, God, let him get shot, God. Oh, God, we're in debt. And I got an insurance policy on Bob, God. Oh, God, let somebody not see him and think it's a tree and just kind of sight their scope here and kill Bob, God. And then they take a bite of Hot Pocket and go, oh, that's hot. Okay, so I made that whole thing up right then. That's pretty funny. I don't know. Got a guy in the woods. That was brought to you by Bass Pro. Come on, somebody, ought to help me right now. All right, okay, we're almost done. Okay, so now what we're doing is we get sad because there's too much pressure on us. Remember when you were a little kid and Christmas morning was about to happen and you didn't have to worry about anything and you know that Santa Claus is coming down the tree and you knew in the morning when you woke up, you're like, and then remember when you got to be adult and you're like, how are we going to pay for this stuff? Okay, something different happened. Your position changed. Now you are not being provided for. Now you are a provider. But may I suggest to you, God is not Santa Claus, and he's going, I know when you're sleeping. Come on, somebody. I know when you're awake. I knew when you would be good and bad. But that's why I sent Jesus to die for you, and I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And not only do you need, somebody ought to help me right now, not only do you need to receive my life, you need to give life to other people and stop trying to be God. I'm God. You can't pay their rent. You can't fix their marriage. You can't solve their ministry. You can't send them to Cambodia. You got to let me be God. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching good today. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come here. Jump up here real fast, my haircut boy. I got a quick story to tell you. Sometimes I try to save money by cutting my hair at home. It's not really that I'm trying to save money as much as I try to save time. And I like to get my hair cut in West Palm Beach. There's a guy there that does a great job. And it works out well. It gets me out. It's good. But this Saturday night, I got home and I was shagging on the side. And I thought, I can do this. Come on, y'all see where this is going right now? All you got to do is have a guard on your clippers. And so I started clippering, and it looked good. I said, I got this. Then on the other side, I didn't even try to look. I'm like, it's a guard. I'm rah, 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 hair falling everywhere in the sink. Nicole's in Florida preaching, so I got hair everywhere. She's down there praying, God, kill him, God. And so now I realized, I looked, and I thought, oh, man, I messed up. Not everywhere. This side was good. But just one side was jacked. So now it's 11:30 at night. So I don't have Dimitri's number, but I called somebody that had his number. And I said, hey, see if you have him call me. So he calls me at midnight. I said, man, I was trimming my own hair. And, I got it pretty good, but I think it needs a little more shaping. So I said, what time can you be at my house in the morning? He said, first of all, I don't know where you live. I said, I can tell you where I live. But I said, what time? He said, well, he's in the band practice. So he got to get up and be at band practice at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I got a choice. I can either go to church with my custom haircut that I did myself, or I can wake up early and Demetrius comes walking into my house with his clippers and his guards, and he went, yeah, yeah, you need me, man. You need me. Yeah. I got to look. He said, he said, you want me to do anything on the top? I said, I don't care. That'd be nice. He said, I don't know how to cut white people's hair, but I'll try. But I ain't never cut no white man hair before, but if you clip it on his side, so man, you clip it on his side, you'd be good. So I said, don't touch the top, because it sounds like on the top, you did what I did on the bottom. But my whole point was, I tried to do it myself. I didn't need him. I did. He said, yes, he did. He needed. Okay. I needed him. That's what he does professionally. Besides being a bounty hunter. Go ahead. Okay, so my whole point, I'm almost done. People on television are like, what is happening? Turned it on. There was a guy shooting his wife, eating deer sausage. And then there was a brother with dreads, didn't know how to cut a white guy's hair. I'm confused. Okay, here's the whole point. If you try to do this at home by yourself, even though you got a guard and I had clippers and I had electricity, I was not qualified to do it by myself. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you at home. I stay home today. I don't have to go to church. I live in Delray. I live in Boca. It's too far. I live in St. Charles. I got a word for you. A church alive is worth the drive. I'm talking to you today. You get out here today to West Palm, Palm Beach Lakes High School, 10:11:40, and you let God do a work in your life. You get to Sunset Hills, Earth City, Weldon, Ferguson. I'll just watch at home. You can't do this at home by yourself. You got to get to the house of God, lift up God, and be able to tell the people in your basement. In the basement, you say, when I get home, you better be out of here. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. I'm almost done. Sit down and look at your neighbor and say, he's almost done. Look back at him and say, you don't know him. He's lying. God's a liar. He's lying to you right now. Trust in God. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. My ways are higher than your ways. So when people put the pressure on you, put the pressure right back on them. So, I can't pay your rent all the time. I can't fund your ministry, because here's a word for you. Everybody ought to write this down. Twitter it. Mention me at it, because I own it. Where God guides, he provides. So if God led you, then it's up to God. He's the one that's responsible to feed you. But if you step out on your own and you do it your way, then you try to manipulate it. You try to get people to pay. You press. So what I had to do a long time ago was realize, God, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to bless people. And that's what you're watching right now. We spend millions of dollars on television, and we're not going to ask you for any money, and we'll give you the product for free. I mean, we've done this for years. How do you pay the bills? God told me a long time ago to go on television and feed his children, and that's you, and you might not feel like a child of God. He said, feed my kids and I'll send the child support. And he did it, because where God led me, he fed me. But where I led myself, I ended up having to manipulate something. Well, we got to do this and we got to do that. No. When people put the pressure on you, tell them, well, you know what I did when I started my ministry is I believed God. It got quiet in this Presbyterian church. And for those of you watching, we're not really Presbyterian. They wouldn't have us We're really nothing. Come on, somebody. There's no labels here. There's a Baptist guy, a Jewish guy, a Presbyterian guy. You got a Pentecostal guy. Ha! Charismaniac. There's all kinds of stuff up in here. Okay, so what I want you to do, though, is don't allow people to drain you financially, emotionally, physically. Till now you can't even function anymore. So sometimes it happens. God, I don't know. Because it happens to me all the time because the ministry got really big. The church got really way bigger than me and Nicole. So sometimes we cry. Not like, oh, God, thank you. We're like, oh, God. God, there's any way let this cup pass for me, God. Oh, God. He's like, shut up. Quit crying. You're just not sensitive. No, you're not protecting the Sabbath. You're worrying and you're allowing people to drive you crazy. So you need to delete the contact. And when those people do text you and their name doesn't come up, you know you don't know them. If you don't know me by now. Okay, so delete them.
Yes.
I had a guy text me today, and I was like, heavens, I don't know this guy. Oh, yeah, I remember this guy. A business guy. Never comes to church, haven't seen him in years, and he's asking me a question. And I thought, man, I don't want him to know. I want him to assume I've changed my number. He's gone. People meeting me on Facebook, we ain't friends no more. I'll block you. Come on, somebody. I got time for that. People, oh, that's not Christian. Maybe not. But it's my choice. Somebody ought to help me right now. Yeah, I got to explain it out. I got to try to figure out. I got to try to make everybody happy. You only got to make God happy. And if you make God happy, mama can get... She get glad the same pants she got mad at. But you got to make sure you enjoy your life. Not in a selfish way. I want to make sure I clean this up so people don't send me emails. Don't send them because our team don't give them to me anyway. I think everybody loves me. I'm like, man, it's unbelievable. I never get negative mail. People adore me. It's, wow. And they go, well, there are some times we don't tell you everything. I'm like, how many? How many? They go, you don't want to know. I'm glad they don't tell me. Because the good stuff, you got to get out of you because you'll get prideful. And the negative stuff, you got to get out of you because you'll get hateful. So what we have to do is realize, God, you are my source. You said in the beginning, you don't want any other gods beside you. So I'm not going to allow my rich uncle, my rich dad, my rich mom, my rich whoever, I'm not going to allow them to control me. If they bless me and they are a source, that's fine. But I'll never, ever take my eyes off the source, because then I will be manipulated by them instead of controlled by him. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Did you enjoy it? Come on, somebody ought to say amen. And listen, before we go, I feel led of God to pray for you. I don't always do this. But I'm talking to you right now that are watching in Palm Beach County. Those of you that are watching in St. Louis County. And today you're like, that preacher was talking to me. I am talking to you. Like, how could he know all that about me? I don't. I just know from my own life. And the Bible said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger that I'm following. Some of you haven't been to church in a long time because church didn't speak to you because it wasn't relative. And you only went there because your mom manipulated you to go. So you make up excuses why you don't want to go. And I'm telling you today that the rest of your life, 2019, 2020, these could be the best years of your life, but you got to do something now to change this behavior, to cut the strings and stop letting people manipulate you, because you're not Santa Claus and you're not God. You got to enjoy your life. And I'm asking you, would you allow me to pray for you right now? Everybody here at Faith Church, at all our campuses, and in Palm Beach County and St. Louis, we're going to pray for you. We've been praying for you. We built a church so this weekend when you came, your kids could get plugged in. The worship is phenomenal. It's a great place. Even if you're watching in the middle of the night right now and you're like, man, he's really talking to me. I'm talking to you. Every head bowed and every eye closed. And I want you at home right now, if you're comfortable, just to go ahead and believe this guy on television that wants nothing from you. Accept the opportunity to pray for you and tell you that God loves you just the way you are. And he sent me into your living room today to tell you that he's turning things around for you. God, I pray right now for my friends, God, that are watching. Some of them in a hotel room. Some of them sitting there just got a divorce. Others lost their job. Some are on top of the world right now, but there's just a hole in their soul that they can't seem to fill. God, I ask you to touch them right now. God, I ask you to draw them with your love to you and to your house. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe you sent Jesus to die for me, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior right now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, give the Lord a great hand if you want to see him this weekend at the Faith Church. Come on, you can do better than that, Faith Church. Hallelujah.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.